because they are saying it is informal. Now, fortunately, I know the area. It's old houses. They are formal houses. They were even built, you know, those old houses built in the 50s and 40s. Now, how they came to say it informal, nobody knows. But I had already said we're meeting with the MIG people on Tuesday. We arranged a meeting to deal with that. So, one of the biggest problems they're having is the definition of formal and informal. In our understanding, any house properly built is formal. You would talk of informal when you have your shack, dwellers. Would accept it, but it does from this case reported this morning, it seems that there is a different definition from example of your former. You know, those houses built of mud, old houses in the township every day, in the 40s and 50s, like in this case, they're not being classified as formal, but I will know when I get there on Tuesday, but we're going to try. So we do have a backlog, but however, I must say, in a meeting with the NEC, a budget was made available, which is supposed to make sure that we meet our targets this year. And then the only problem is this definition of formal. Ndlambe is one municipality that's been affected by this. Ndlambe upfront went for all the other, what do you say, the minimum level which was defined by GOP then in terms of sanitation. So you wouldn't find any bucket in Ndlambe because they meet the, which is they do meet the minimum service level as defined by DWAP. The road is the next one, which is one of the biggest problems, but here a greater size of Qatar will be served because last year we had a flood, and I think we were saved by the flood. That's the National Treasury gave us money. We got 187 million rand to deal with the road issue because we had two floods, and they actually made the access was very difficult in your western, on the western side. So the 187 million rand is now going to deal with all the roads. We struck an agreement with the province that all provincial roads will be dealt by the district, and municipalities, local municipalities, are going to deal with their access roads in the municipality. So, I think it's about 36 million rand that will go to the access roads, and the rest will go to the provincial roads, or should we call it provincial roads or regional roads, but they most of them have been washed away. But the problem was, the flood came around, I think it was around August, before we get anything, it came heavily on November. So whatever work was done was again washed away. But we think as soon as the money flows through, we received the first part is about 11 million. We think as soon as the money flows through, we start doing the work and preparing the road. And of that, we've been able also to target other areas that are not affected by the flood, so to make sure that we do a great deal when it comes to the road. The next page will tell you of what we have in terms of the gravel length and the surface length. You can see the difference between the gravel length and the surface length if you look at the road. That's what we've done in all of the municipalities. We say, this is the gravel length, this is the surface length, and this is the total length. But three roads that needed serious attention that we think the assistance of the province we are going to attend to. One, I know the Ador Road, that's the road that connects Port Elizabeth and the Ador Sanis River Valley. But this one, Route 72, is the alternative route to your N2, because if you travel in there, N2 is inland, and the route that goes along the coast is your R72 from Islander and Joint Port Elizabeth. That is a route that really needs attention. But we are looking for this, but I think one of the other is going to be there to help. Now, when it comes to health, only 5 hospitals in the district are accredited to dispense the ARV. We've made submitted some applications for other hospitals. Now, we are doing health as an agent of the province. Well, we've always had a problem when it comes to health. We've never had enough funding. We have written to everyone in the country. The gap was so huge. And the reason one must say how far is that the former Western District Council used to be a council and had so much money that he didn't even care about, you know, the subsidies that would come from the province. So when we came during the time of the establishment of the metro, which then, you know, took so much money, and then the district became poor. So we couldn't then meet the subsidies that were done by the former Western District Council, because we looked at the trend, actually subsidized has by around 10 million rand every year. So when it lost this revenue, it couldn't again now subsidize. And there was always a deficit. So what we did was to try functional integration. The proposal was to say, we are rendering health, we local network here, you've got health. So let's agree that let's put together all our resources. Whoever is the highest in terms of reporting will report. If the highest person here in the clinic belongs to the municipality, then report to the municipality. If the highest belongs to the district, then report to the district. But let's take all that we receive from province and put it all together. Because we thought this is the only way in which it could reduce the whatever you had in the shortage. Because for me, if you had a shortage of, let's say, 500,000 rand, and you had 100,000 rand, if we came together and you put everything together, it cannot translate to 600,000 rand. So definitely be lost, because somehow functional integration is going to address that. But the biggest problem is the patient ratio, which is very disproportionate. It also flows to the earlier thing I reported about the former Western District Council. The biggest problem is that the former Western District Council salaries are so high that they do not match the provincial one. So when the revenue is lost, then you had to say, let's come back now and use provincial aid. But the gap is so huge that it will take you more than 10 or 20 years for you to actually match. So everyone keeps the salary, as they say, contractual rules, because you can't just start meeting. And what then happens? It means you are recruiting nurses in terms of your provincial case, but they want your senior nurse employed in terms of the provincial case, and less than what you call the lower net that you have had in the list, and there is no way that you even can catch up. So this was done by the former Western District Council, which had paid huge salaries. So we are sitting with that. But anyway, due to the fact that it's now going to province, if it will very soon, hopefully that matter will be addressed. But we are sitting with a great problem of unshackling. The next slide was actually just to deal with, we're trying to show you the activities, the economic activities within the district. To say, if you look at this one, the top part, you have commercial farming, low population growth and density, but your problem with water shortage is it's rich with tourism potential, and not fully utilized, but the poverty rate is very high. We're actually coming with this slide at the back of our mind, having the NSDP. Because in whatever way we plan, we must have the NSDP in mind to say the focus now should be on people and not places. But Texas is a very sparsely populated district with very small municipalities. Equally, it's a very small municipality, even the council's got five councils and two towns. It's very small. So how do you deal with that situation when you look at what the NSDP is saying? But I thought it's important that I should raise, so you can see what are the areas. In fact, that if you look at the bottom one, where you have variable crop production area, fast growing, I think it's the fastest growing area now in fact, that because everyone is flocking to just say, Coca, I think the fish and everything else there, such that now there's so many people actually growing faster. Competing land uses, natural areas that need protection. And on the western side, you've got that, because on the western side, you must remember as well, you also have your forest. It's much bigger than you in the western side. The northern part is your commercial farming mostly, and it's your rural without water and areas. Now, the next one is on economic development. We've had our growth and development strategy, and those are the pillars of the strategy. We are now embarking on post-planning activities. Today, I know that the municipal managers and others are meeting with the chicory farmers, the pineapple farmers, and all of those. within Uganda, the dairy farmers within Uganda. We do have two development agencies. We are doing a land audit now to identify development potential of land in the vacant location. Government. One of the biggest problems we're facing in the district is performance management system that is not in place in almost, if not all, municipalities. And we are engaging the district in a project that is going to make sure that all 9 municipalities within the district have a PMS. So this is the only way in which they can be able to actually engage their performance. So that is going to be rolled from the district level. We are not going to go for a software, you know, that's going to deal with PMS in the market. We think that the regulations that we have are going to be fine for us to make sure that municipalities can actually support that, without really having to go and get the software. We'll do it in-house, everything, but using the regulations that we have. We do have a public participation policy that we have adopted and cascaded to all local municipalities. We've done a good governance every year. I think we were assisted by DCZ, which looked at the first 4 municipalities and identified good governance as a problem. In the DMA, I put something here that says DMA Steering Committee, because in the DMA and in 2 other municipalities, we don't have water. So we have to be creative here for public participation. So we created some kind of steering committee, because there are no water. Because everything is here. In Zambia, there are no water, everything is here. And in the DMA is scattered, and you only have one council. So we did come with a creative thing of just coming with steering committees that we established, but only in our DMA, but also in those municipalities. You know, we train them, we treat them as one committee, and this is for public participation. Now, the water audit committee in general audit is a shared function. The municipalities, one of the biggest problems we're finding with the municipalities in terms of the MFMA is that most of them cannot establish credible audit committees. They cannot. They are failing to actually attract. So what we did was, from the district level, is to have it as a shared service. We actually financed it to say, we'll establish committee, create audit committees, and cluster them together, and claim municipalities together and come up. But the same thing we've done in internal audit, we've gone out and we've got service providers, and we cluster municipalities, and we have service provider for this cluster of municipalities to do internal audit, and it is also financed centrally from the municipality. I think in terms of the IGR, that is just a list of the structures that we have. When it comes to the municipal finances, firstly, I must say that they have all adopted their budget for we do have challenges when it comes to the MFMA in terms of compliance. One of the biggest problems, for instance, in our district, we got a disclaimer in the financial year. We got this disclaimer because we are a medium capacity municipality. It's supposed to be complying this year, 07 or 08. But we decided earlier on, let's start complying. And one of the things that you have to do when you're doing that compliance in terms of the valuation of the assets, in the very first year when we're trying to comply, we like valued all assets at 1 rand and nothing happened. In the following year we did that. But in the previous one, one of the things that we had to value all assets. Now, he started to say, but our compliance is also 708. We're trying to make sure that in all other areas where we had to comply, we do comply. But we know that the 078 will do it properly. But we're also addressing it because one of the biggest problems that I think many municipalities are going to face is that it's going to be very difficult for them to deal with it. Because the gap has proved to be a higher standard than some of them are able to do. We have gone out and got a service provider now in the district that would come in and try and capacitate us with this thing and look at those municipalities that are also supposed to comply with medium capacity. Because we have seen that this is going to be a huge problem in terms of them complying. We might be able to do it with this thing, Remember Almighty Tiga. But those smaller ones, we doubt that they are going to be able to comply. But we're looking at how we can actually do that, because we believe that these accounting standards are high. And they're very high for the small municipalities like Prince. Now, with MIG, you would also realize that because the water service authority, everything is actually flowing through the municipality. But however, we monitor the expenditure in regards to the municipality. But we see when we discovered that there was a serious problem in terms of expenditure, we invited the MIG, who then invited WAF, invited GS in a meeting, and that was the only way to proceed with spending, was if people are saying, problem is EIA. And you keep on saying, okay, let's go and look for someone EIA. But for the best way, just put all role players together. And that was actually assisted because we could then have a direct link with EIA to say, this is the person that deals with EIA. If you have EIA problems, this is the person. Because we discovered some projects will never even be invented. Nothing would come their way. They have been waiting, some instances, since last year, and nothing has come. And it doesn't look like they're even going to wait. I mean, to get something, and they're going to be able to do those projects. And yet admitted that some of them will not be done. So what then do you do? But this is what we did with the MCS to set up a structure. So I think the municipality has a DIA problem. It doesn't go to GS. It just goes to the person who's within the structure. So we have got somebody from GS, somebody from the department, somebody from DWARF, somebody from the district. And those people are the structure that looks at all the problems. The next slide will tell you that this is what we did at some point in time. We decided to go to all the municipalities to do an outreach. There were quite a number of projects trying to collect data in terms of the problems of municipalities. We're using the Municipal Demarcation Board report, using our own report in terms of visiting. There was also a report, an assessment done by scientists. So we put all of this through together. And if you look at that slide, it tells you these are the municipalities that need most assistance. These are the municipalities that need, you know, the medium, and these are the ones that need least assistance in terms of support. So in your next slide, we'll tell you that these are the areas where we discovered there are huge problems in terms of capacity. You will see on the institutional. We put them as institutional, technical, financial, and planning. And at the bottom, you will see how much money you have set aside to try and deal with those matters in terms of the capacity strategy. We also thought that one of the issues, one of the ways in which you can deal with capacity in the smaller municipalities is the establishment of partnerships. And the Nelson Mandela Metro, which is the metro close to us, we have just signed a cooperation agreement, and one of the objectives of it, in one of the areas, is capacity building to local municipalities. So we're trying to strike some partnership where the local municipalities will then, you know, people could defend the metro to get more capacity. And that's why we've had those two partnerships here. They clearly take the area for intervention, local economic development, tourism, and infrastructure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mayor Mboko. I'll ask only one question. How much is your allocation for market eradication? The money you have received for market eradication, how much?
The money you've received. And the money for budget forever, it went straight to the local municipality. I'm not sure now of the amount, but why I'm saying, yeah, there is a new allocation that the MEC brought to us with WAF, which was working on the backlog. But what we discovered is that the MIG that went to the society was not going to deal with that. And we approached the MEC. And he then came back to us, I think, to say there is money allocated for him to give to municipalities in our area. We set up a steering committee, and that steering committee started to cost what is within Kakad in terms of the allocation that is given. So which is supposed to get a report from the state. Because the MEC didn't come, he said, he came with a ballpark figure that he had from which you can tell in terms of what is outstanding.
I'm raising this because
enmity should not behave as if he was doing the right thing. We had that family in terms of dog, which is 18 million, something from myself. And the targeted municipalities are Makana, 6.3. Then is River Valley, 2.8. Avian, 3.1. Uha, 4.8. Ukama, 986,000. Kaka, 2 district municipalities, 599. That adds to. And so it is not anything. It is what it's a deliberate action by national department targeting the business, but it's not a favor from the province. Therefore, it is not from the equity of the province. It is appendix E8 of the constitutional permit. The eradication of target sanitation program, dedicated funding. If they had a start, that's a bonus. But I'm not being leveraged this money passed by us in terms of this. But that is fine. I'm saying.
It's edited because some of the speakers we are still not addressing the backlog that we have.
That's good. You see, because that's the other thing. But now that's the other thing that we need to check whether it is the numbers of the backlog. But that's another area we must. Because all I want to see is that all of this money must be utilized such that this backlog is done. And so if it's done from a machine, that's fine. Right. Then the other thing then we want to do, I think, in view of your submission, and I'm looking also at the Inspector General's report, I think what we need to do is with yourself. We might want to go to North. Now the problem is that this program is so contested. It would mean having to go to that district overnight. It would be Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And convene the following stakeholders. So what to convene to us? And deal with this matter that we are raising of water services authority, but also the 40 million we can talk about of the Orange River dam and river. Then we must also convene your role, the provincial role. One, to be able to talk to us as to why they are not classifying. But number two, now we've had a serious engagement with the province. They were making a debate, they were doing in the National Council of Provinces. In the last financial year, this last financial year, they've spent 1.6 billion in roads in the city. Now, the story you're telling us confirms what we've always said. So it means it's worthful to call it the city of that money. Health, because again, health in the Eastern Cape has done, they are trying to pride themselves as good performers when they appear here. We know they have used about 60 clinics in the very last financial year. Now the problem about those clinics is that there are no roads to lead them to clinics. Then the other structure we must invite to this meeting I'm talking about is DGSA. Now, the reason why we put called DGSA is that you've also said yourself this is a very quiet. And so what we want to discuss with the DGSA is a planned strategy that talks to something called financial viability. How do you grow the economy? There is a potential. Then how do you start thinking about that potential? There is an innovation that we want to follow up with your own provincial treasury. Time.
It's a 5 million grant that you set aside as part and parcel of financial viability exercise of municipality as an immediate target. And so we will be engaging on an ongoing basis. And maybe we might want to also call for initial pressure of the province and, of course, local government. Maybe, yeah, it's from local government. And then the last structure to call is ESCOM. So that it means then we must have a broader discussion about all these issues. Because there's a whole range of capacity issues that are in the Auditor General's report. You also have raised the issue of underperformance of the MIG. And so it means we must have a fully fledged discussion. It means then we shall have to talk directly to the mayor just in terms of our own program and that kind of stuff. But also invite all of the stakeholders to this program. So clearly, I think I don't want to end these questions because I think this is it's a matter that needs and rather has an attention. So that when we aim to do this thing, you see, because part of what we shall do is we will be doing oversight some of the previous important. But then we can't do that before we have come to see you so that the previous thing works out in clear strategy. But raising this matter, because for now, there's a place called Mkandi. It's a very good project that the PTA has done. And we were saying we wanted to take that project nationally. In terms of dealing with those matters of poverty. So I think we thank you, Mayor, for this thing. And it was very much useful that you came so that we get this picture. We're ready to bash you with questions and other things in the context of this some answer. So it means all of us must find a way of working with ourselves. You know, local governments, you have not told us. When we were raised last time, I think last week, when provincial president said they put aside 5 million for this financial viability of the ministry, you have not yet committed. What is it that you're putting on the table to outdo your provincial president? I think you must commit to this. In a way, for some time, I'm sure you must have consulted now. You must have the money. What is this that you are committing for financial viability to these weak municipalities like this one that you're talking to now? I'm raising this because I want you to commit your officials so that I follow you up. Yes. I mean, provincial treasurer can't run away. It was already committed officially. In black and white. What is the thing in Babu Mboko, your last word? Even though you don't want to be careful. Your last word. What is your last word?
Well, I'm very happy on one thing that you're saying you're going to visit us. I think that's more encouraging. Because when you visit us, we'll be able to discuss these issues and I will be able to invite some people from the mayors of all of those municipalities. So I'm looking forward to that discussion.
This very document, it may be whether it's updated, but I think that this should form the basis of the discussion. Mm-hmm. Because it does. Because part of what we must do also is go back and deal with the issue of that. Because what it then does, it's worrying for me sitting here and passing the equitable share, not a bit, on the basis of this figure. If the number of households and people, I mean, the census says 388, and you are saying 428, 7 accounts in 428, I think we must find a way of a very minimum error. Percentage of error is very so I'm saying, these are some of the matters that we must try and resolve so that we deal with the equitable share. I mean, look, already the FSC recommendations are out, 0809, division of revenue. So if we don't sort out these things now, again, you will be sitting with the disadvantage in the next financial year. Something, these are some of the matters that we will do. We will be able to talk to the mayor and communicate a suitable case. As I'm saying, I would plead so that if it's over the weekend, let's do it. 2 days or 3 days so that we sort out this matter and we people to do things that must happen in the context of funding because of the economy and many other things that we can have acted on. And thank you very much. Part of what we are doing is to ensure that there's an ongoing engagement with municipalities so that there's no care. And then, as we are saying, we were not able to talk to CACAS last time. We would have been able to check some follow-ups now. So we've got to go to CACAS, we've got to have things. And maybe from what you are going to say to us, we might also want to go to you. But if the picture is good, why would you want to go to that place? So, since the floor is yours, brother, the mic is just in front of you. Just the cat button in front of you. Now, the second one, here you need to get a light like, what's in that? In your mind, it's just that it's a fun.
Thank you.